We now interrupt your regularly scheduled show with a special presentation of Poetry with Space Dominator. "'Twas the night before BGN, when all through the servers not a player was stirring, not even a murmur. The players' hopes and dreams hung out in hopes that the SCV gods would put out. The newbies were all nestled snug in their homes, while hopeless visions of success danced in their heads. When the monitor flashed, there arose a silent clatter. I awoken from drunken stupor to see what was the matter. I turned the monitor on and saw a flash. Breathing a huge sigh, the monitor was still worth the cash. The monitor pretended to glisten in the poorly lit office. Thankfully, it did suffice. I knew in a moment it must be the omen of BGN, slower than the drunks of New York City on a good day. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Marine, now Ramvid, now Hydro Wing and Zorak. On FPS, on Tibbs, on Cheesy and SD. The good omen sprang to his computer to give his bites a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, Happy BGN to all, and to all a good night.
Hello and a pleasant good evening live from Blizzard Gaming Night. This is Space Dominator reporting. Tonight we have ourselves yet another SCV football tournament ready to get started here in a few minutes. Before we get this tournament going, a few words from one of our very important sponsors.
Okay, Mr. Jones.
Professor.
Professor Jones.
There you go.
You describe your work as...
Bottleology.
Bottleology.
Bingo. I'm a bottleologist. I can look at any bottle and reconstruct the entire civilization that produced it.
Uh-huh. And where would a bottleologist go to do a bottleology?
Well, your better bottleologists generally go to Burt Wheeler's.
Well, Burt Wheeler's liquor.
Sure. Burt Wheeler's is beer, wine, and liquor bottles from all over the world. I mean, where else are you going to find that kind of variety?
Good point. Mm-hmm. So how about a little bottleological demonstration?
Okay. Now, take this rum bottle. Uh-huh. This is your typical early rum Romanian workmanship.
Isn't that Romanian?
No, Romanian. They were part of the Roman Empire.
I see.
And this gin bottle, uh-huh. It's based on a 4th century gin tile design.
How about this vermouth bottle?
Well, easy. That's from a colony of Martinians in upstate Vermouth.
You mean Vermont?
Well, yeah, that's what they call it today.
Okay. So with your expert knowledge, mm-hmm. Can you pinpoint the exact spot this Irish whiskey bottle came from?
Absolutely. That would be the Burt Wheeler's on Bel Air at Bissonnette.
Burt Wheeler's, with 8 locations, it's the best place to find bottles, and whatever goes in them.
Right, we are just about ready to get set here with today's first game of the evening between Hydro Wing and Zorak. Hydro Wing will be in the white, going from left to right across your computer monitor. Zorak will be in the red, going from right to left. We are 5 seconds away from the opening scrum of this double elimination tournament. We are underway. Zorak's going to get to the ball first in the center here. And now Hydro Wing reacts. Zorak's now cutting along the bottom of the map. However, Hydro Wing intercepts and regroups with his forces in the back there. However, his 1SCV runs into the middle of Zorak's forces. Zorak steals the ball back. His 1SCV cutting towards the top of the map. Sneaks through the defenses. Touchdown. 7-0 in favor of Zorak. Hydro Wing's got the ball at the top of the map there. And he's now cutting back towards the middle here. He's got his forces regrouped, but Zorak has his basically very aggressively coming back towards him here. And Hydro Wing has his SCV with the ball, gets stuck, but with a lucky break, it basically was passed through a couple of them. Now Zorak's trying to intercept with his one lone SCV. Hydro Wing, however, finesses his way out of that. He's trying to cut through his force of about 7 there along the bottom, and he successfully has Done that to a point. However, Zorak does stop it about his own 20-yard line. And Zorak's coming back the other way with a group of four SCVs. He's waiting for the rest of his force to come. The one with the SCV is now cutting towards the top of the map. Heidering doesn't have any defenses guarding it. Zorak's going to score easily to make it 14-0. And the Heidering needs to recover from this. Heidering now has got his forces regrouped at the top of the map, cutting diagonally back along the other side here. He's now got his forces stopped there, waiting for Zorak to basically try to over-pursue. And he does a pretty good job stopping the first wave. However, he's got his one SCV with the ball basically left alone. Decides to, however, finally cut back across the grain. He's got his SCV basically through Zorak's first wave here. Heidering's trying to use his other forces' blockers to give himself a hole. Heidering's got him cutting along the top of that, but he's stopped in his tracks right at his own 20-yard line. And Zorak's now cutting back the other way. But he decides to instead regroup, a smart move on his part. He's got the SCV with the ball cutting diagonally towards the top of the map here. He's got his forces basically slowly coming in waves. However, Heidering has one SCV cut basically flying through there, stole the ball for just about a second, but then he had it stolen right back. Zorak uses his blockers very well there. Heiderwing's going to try to intercept him at his goal line, and he does. Heiderwing now is cutting back in his own end zone. Zorak's going to try to find a way to score there, but he's SCV with the ball, sneaks around all of Zorak's forces, and now Heiderwing is on the counterattack. Heiderwing's one SCV runs into a wall of Zorak's defenders. However, Heiderwing's one SCV sneaks through everyone. Can he sneak through the last three? No. At about Zorak's own 5-yard line, he makes the stop, and Zorak's on the counterattack along the middle of the map here. Heidering's now going to try to stop Zorak's diagonal blockers. It ain't going to happen. 21-0 in favor of Zorak. Zorak's been playing excellent defense, and his offense has been pretty much equal to the task as well. Heidering's now going to try to find a way to recover here, but his one SCV with the ball is just sitting at his own goal line there. But Zorak doesn't seem to realize that yet. But now here comes Heiderwing's SCV with the ball. Heiderwing's basically going to try to power his way through the bottom of the map. However, his forces kind of stop right there, and his one with the ball is trying to use the blockers that Heiderwing has there. Cutting along the bottom of the map, Heiderwing does score to prevent a shutout, 21-7 in the favor of Zorak. Zorak's now on the counterattack, coming back the other way. He's got his group of 12 SCVs cutting through about the lower third of the map here. Now cutting diagonally up towards the top there. Zorak's effectively using his SCVs as blockers, and his one SCV with the ball is going to cut through and finish the game off in his favor, 28-7. Probably one of the most impressive performances we have seen out of Zorak in a long time. Now, the second game of the evening here is between Killa Ace in the teal and Heiderwing in the right. Heiderwing will be in the white again, coming from right to left across your computer monitor. Killa's in the teal going from left to right. And Killa's got the ball here. And he's going to score another touchdown. But no! Heiderwing stops him right at his goal line here. A beautiful defensive move there. And the one SCV with the ball cuts through the four other aggressive attackers from Killa. Heiderwing's going to try to find a way to score here, sneaking around Killa's last defensive force. However, Killa does a nice job stopping him, blocking that hole from cutting through. Heiderwing now cuts back through. Through one wicket, through two wickets. Touchdown! 7-0 in the favor of Heiderwing. That was absolutely beautiful, I'll be honest. Killa Ace is now cutting back through, right along the center of the map. The one SCV with the ball cutting towards the bottom, but he decides to cut back through that pathing. And what an impressive score and response. Killa Ace has tied the score up at 7 apiece. Heiderwing's now got his SCV with the emitter regrouping at his own goal line. He's got his blockers there trying to force Killa to over-pursue. Killa almost had a free touchdown there at the goal line, but the SCV with the ball sneaks through. Heiderwing's one SCV, basically, though, didn't have a chance once he got into Killa's side at his own 20-yard line. And Killa's got a massive forces about a third of the way up on his side of the field. His one SCV with the ball is trying to basically entice Heiderwing to attack. And attack Heiderwing does. And Heiderwing's basically lost all of his SCVs in that aggressive attack as Killo used his old-fashioned strategy, just basically letting his opponent over-pursue and letting the few blockers that were on the inside destroy the over-aggressive units from Hyderwing. And Killo's now just trying to overpower his way through the center of the map easily. You can put it on the board. Yes, 14-7 in the favor of Killo Ace. Hyderwing needs to regroup as he knows that this could be his last game of this tournament. Hyderwing's got his SCV now cutting back through his goal line, back towards the right in the center of the map here. Hyderwing's got his entire force of 11 there, going to be used as blockers. Killo's trying to basically surround the one SCV with the ball by separating his forces. Hyderwing does a nice job sneaking through that wicket. Can he sneak through a second one? No. Killo Ace stops him in his own 20-yard line. He's coming back on the counterattack along the top third of the map. Can Hyderwing react in response? No way. 21-7. Killo Ace is now in a commanding position to win this game here. Hyderwing's got his SCV with the emitter in his own end zone. Killo's trying to end it now, but not quite. Killo's got another one trying to score here as Hyderwing's in his own end zone, but now Hyderwing finally escapes the danger zone and comes back the other way. His one SCV taking on the world of Killo's. Should be exciting. Now Hyderwing decides to bring in the rest of his forces to try to make a more promising play on this, at least. Killo Ace is trying to cut through from the bottom, basically trying to use superior positioning to that of Hyderwing's. His one SCV's kind of in the back, trying to use the blockers there towards the middle for something, and he does somehow get it through there, as Hyderwing did a very good job separating his blockers, as Killo couldn't quite sneak through. The one with the balls coming, trying to sneak through yet another wicket, sneaks through one. He's trying to sneak through two, but he cuts back instead, waiting for his own forces again. Killo did a nice job in defense there. Killo is now pushing the SCV with the ball all the way back into Hyderwing's own side of the field there. Hyderwing's trying to use Killo's own strategy against him, trying to make Killo over-pursue, but Killo does an excellent job destroying Hyderwing's SCVs in his own end of the field there. Killo's got him surrounded, but Hyderwing basically looks like he's toying with him, and the one SCV with the ball is cutting back the other way, as about half of Killo's force is out of position now. Can Hyderwing sneak through the five remaining Killo's of Killo's SCVs? No, stopped right at the goal line. A beautiful goal line stand there, to the disappointment of a couple people there in the crowd. Killo Ace is back on the counterattack along the bottom of the map here. Uses his blockers well, and you can call that a ball game. 28-7 in the favor of Killo Ace. Very well played on both players' parts. It was an excellent game. This is just a friendly reminder that next week I will be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on vacation. Woohoo! But Blizzard Gaming Night will still occur at the same time at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the channel OPBGN on US East. Remember that for all of your latest Blizzard Gaming Night updates, to come to Strategy Space Dominator. That website address for Strategy Space Dominator is www.swoopzone.net/SD. That address one final time, swoopzone.net/SD. And while we have an opportunity here, I might as well thank our one major sponsor, Low Definition Television. Low Definition Television. It just sometimes looks better without the detail. Another friendly reminder as well is that I am hosting something called the Blizz Forums Sports Roundtable. It'll be happening every Monday except for this next one, which will be occurring Thursday, July 20th at 8:30 p.m. on the IRC channel for Blizz Forums. The Blizz Forum Sports Roundtable is basically an opportunity for a group of us to talk about sports in kind of a manner similar to that of Around the Horn, a very popular ESPN show. If you'd like to join us, feel free to read about more of the details in the Arts and Entertainment Board in the thread that I created at Blizz Forums. The more people, the merrier. And just remember, go Tigers! Okay, the next game on the tap for us tonight is between Killo Ace in the teal and Marine in the yellow, a battle of the heavyweights, like they say. We're 5 seconds away from the opening of this match, and this should be a good one. And the opening scrum is underway. Both forces are now cutting towards the middle of the map. It'll be interesting to see who gets there first. It is Killa Ace, cutting back into his own side of the field to regroup. Killa's trying to sneak around the top of Marine's forces, but Marine cuts very well through. Steals the ball at Killa's own 10. He's trying to sneak through it for the touchdown, but Killa does an excellent job stopping Marine's attack right there at about his own 5-yard line. And Killa's back on the counterattack the other way. Killa's SCV is cutting through the pass that his own SCV's created. And you can put it on the board. Yes, 7-0 Killa Ace on a beautiful counterattack. Marine's now cutting along the middle of the map here. He's going to try to basically overpower Killa through. He does a pretty good job getting through Killa's first wave. The Marine's got his one SCV doing a little bit of juking and dancing, cutting along the bottom of the map. He's going to try to sneak through it along the bottom. Can he complete it? No! Stopped at the 1-yard line, and Killa's back on the counterattack, going the other way along the bottom of the map. Marine's going to try to find a way to cut through the middle of the blockers, but that doesn't work, and you can put another one on the board. Yes! 14-0 Killa Ace over Marine right now. Kind of shocking at this point. Marine's going to cut back the other way, but he stopped at about his own 20-yard line there, as Killa now cuts back along the top of the map here with his own SE. Killa's got his group of forces there coming along the top of the map, trying to overpower through Marine here. He's going to sneak along the top, and you have yourself a 21-0 ball game. A beautiful screen there by Killa Ace as well. Now Marine's just going to basically try to overpower Killa once again here, right through the middle. First wave, successful. Second wave, successful. Can he complete the sweep here, the three? Marine does a little bit of dancing, sneaks around, but Killa stops it at about his own 10-yard line, is now on the counterattack yet again. Is Marine going to get shut out here in this first game? The Marine does steal it. It's about his own 20-yard line. He's got a good group of seven forces, full steam ahead of it. But Killa steals it right back there. What a turn of events. Well put. And Killa's got his forces diagonally coming back along the other side of the map here. Marine's trying to block, but Killa's got a good set of blockers there. He's going to try to sneak along the top, try to finish this off now, but can't quite finish it off through the last wicket there. And Marine steals it back. Is now cutting back along the top bottom of the map here. Marine's got his forces cutting back through the other way here. And his SCV is going to score. You can put that one on the board as well. 21-7 now in the favor of Killa Ace. I apologize for that as our telephone decided to ring at such an opportune time. Marine steals the ball back. And Marine's got a good force coming back the other way. Can Killa find a way to intercept and stop him? No, the guy, the SCV with the ball sneaks all the way through, 21-14. Could we be seeing quite a comeback here? Killa Ace is now cutting back through along the side of the map. Marine, however, steals it from the back end. And his one SCV with the ball is trying to cut back the other way. Killa's got a group of about three SCVs trying to stop him here. But Marine finds a way to have his one SCV basically dance through that entire force. And is Marine going to tie this ball game up? You better believe it. 21-all. What a turn of events again. Coming the other way. Killa's going to try to find a way to score to take the command of this game here. But Marine steals it again. Cutting back the other way here. Is Marine going to find a way to basically steal a game out of the jaws of defeat? You better believe it. 28-21. Marine comes out of nowhere to win that game. Quite amazing, even though I didn't have a lot to say about it. Well done. The next game is between Zorak and Killa Ace. Zorak is in the red going from left to right. Marine in the... No, excuse me. Not Marine. Killa in the teal coming from right to left. Zorak's got the ball trying to dance through here. Using his forces very well again. But Killa calmly steals the ball back from Zorak at about his own 10-yard line there. And his SCVs are regrouping along the top of the map for a counterattack here. And here we go. Killa Ace's units just completely demolish Zorak's attack there. Kilo's got about 7 SCVs spread out very well to intercept Zorak's 5 SCVs coming the other way. Zorak looks like a man. Kilo looks like a man on the mission as he scores 7-0 there. I'm sure Kilo's not too happy about blowing that 21-0 lead. Kilo now steals the ball right back from Zorak here. He definitely looks like he's a man on the mission. 14-0. Poor Zorak. He's just on the wrong end of an angry player here. Zorak's going to try to cool off a little bit here. He's got a group of about 7 SCVs trying to cut along the top of the map. His SCV with the balls cutting completely along the top of the map. Kilo stops him in his tracks right there, but Zorak does have a superior position, but the SCV with the ball just basically plows over the SCV trying to steal it back from him. Kilo tried to sneak through the little tiny wicket that was formed there, but wasn't going to happen. Zorak's got the ball and coming back on his own counterattack. However, Kilo basically does a beautiful job playing defense, surrounds him, and traps him at the top of the map. And he's trying to score, basically doing exactly what Zorak wanted to do. But Zorak does an excellent job stopping Kilo at about his own 10-yard line there. And Zorak's coming back the other way on the counterattack. Can Zorak's 1 SCV sneak through? He powers through 2 of Kilo's blockers and scores 14-7 now. Kilo Ace has got a counterattack going with about 3 SCVs. The rest of them decide to join right now. As Kilo decides to cut diagonally through a couple of alleys there, it's going to very well use his other blockers located at the top of the map for an easy score at 21-7. Things don't look good for Zorak, but then again, Kilo's now playing with a new passion, it looks like, here. Zorak's got his 1 SCV now cutting back along the top of the map here. Kilo's got about 4 SCVs, however, hot in pursuit, and that drives Zorak all the way back into his own zone waiting for support. Zorak's now got the ball back in his own end zone. Now he's coming back the right way here. Right down the center of the map, cutting diagonally towards the top, waiting for his blockers now to come through. However, Kilo's forces are completely demolished by a group of Zorak's at 10, and Zorak's going to try to sneak along. He does, 21-14 now. Kilo Ace is now looking for the win here, coming back the other way on the counterattack. He's got a group of about 4 SCVs he's trying to use to plow through Zorak's defenses, but Zorak steals it about at the midfield mark. Zorak's got 3 SCVs coming back the other way, but Kilo does an excellent job in defense. Zorak's 1 SCV, however, sneaks through a large majority of Kilo's forces, and you get yourself a tie ball game at 21 apiece. This is kind of surprising here. Kilo Ace is now cutting back along the top third of the map here. Can Zorak make a comeback of his own? It doesn't quite look like it, as Kilo Ace is gonna sneak through at the top of the map there to win the game 28-21. And now we have ourselves a rematch of one of the most amazing games we've had here in the SCV football tournaments, as Marine and Kilo are back at it once again. Kilo going from left to right, Marine going from right to left in the yellow. Kilo steals the ball right off of the bat and is going to score off of the opening scrum. That was a move patterned by myself, I must add again. 7-0 in the favor of Kilo Ace. Marine's now going to try to cut back through and score, so he doesn't have to try to get from behind so much. He dukes around the first set of Kilo's forces. He's trying to deke around the second, however, Kilo's doing an excellent job in pursuit. However, the SCV with the ball basically just glides right through of Kilo's entire force to score 7-all. Kilo's back on the attack going along the bottom third of the map here. And Kilo plows his way through, formed a hole, and you can put that one on the board. Yes, 14-7 in the favor of Kilo Ace. Marine's now got his forces cutting back along the other through here in the middle of the map, using basically the nice paths that are formed by his SCVs, cutting through one path, cutting through a second path, cutting through a third path, but Kilo stops him right there at the end of the third path and is now on the counterattack with his 3 SCVs. Cutting towards the top, however, he cuts back right into the jaws of one of Marine's SCVs, and that SCV with the ball is now cutting on his own counterattack diagonally back the other way. Marine's 1 SCV is going to come in untouched. Daylight come, and the SCV went home to make it 14-all. Don't ask me where I came up with that one. His Killer Ace is now cutting back along the bottom of the map here on his own attack. He's trying to use his forces there to sneak through, but Marine steals it right back, cutting through the other way. Killer's got a group of four, however, parallel to Marine's forces. And the interception force, however, over-pursues. Marine is now up 21-14. Juked beautifully by Marine. Kill is now in a position where he might lose two games to Marine in a row, but his one SCV basically comes through, basically not even using his own blockers, just deking through everything to tie it up at 21. Got another classic in the making. Marine's got his first group blockers just completely destroyed at midfield by Killer Ace. Marine now has to regroup, cutting back into his own end zone here. He's got his entire force of 11. He's going to basically try to use his favorite move and just kind of push through the center here to win. He's got his blockers doing that, but his SCV with the ball is trying to cut back through the bottom, but he cuts back up. He cuts around, cuts through one path, cuts through a second path. Can Killer react in time? Yes, he does. Marine tried to sneak through four paths there, but it did not work. Killer is on the counterattack, coming back through the middle of the map here. Killer's got the SCV with the ball. He's at the 20. He's at the 10, but Marine stops him right there in his tracks. And Marine is now regrouping his forces in his own side of the base. Or is he? No, Marine. Yep, Marine is regrouping his forces at about his own 10 there. He's now waiting for support here. Killer's got his group of force about at Marine's 10-yard line, trying to over-pursue and steal it. Killer does a good job getting through the first wave, but Marine's got a lone SCV cutting through the bottom of the map here. Killer's got a group of three in defense. And Killer does a nice job stopping Marine's SCV right there. And Killer's back on the counterattack. About the bottom third of the map, he's got his entire group of 12 SCVs there. His first wave he's using to try to destroy Marine's first force. However, all that's left is three SCVs from Marine. Oh! Right through the wicket in the defense there to end the game 28-21. That was something that you just had to see to believe. To beat Marine there, an excellent play. Boy, those have been two outstanding games. We got another one that could be right here. Zorak in the red coming from left to right against Killer Ace from the right to left. Boy, Zorak's just not getting the luck of the draw here. Killer's now, after the scrum, opening scrum, Zorak attacked to the other way, but he was stopped at Killer's goal line, and Killer's back on the counterattack coming the other way. Killer does an excellent job using his blockers, and Killer's SCV with the ball goes through to put that score on the board. Yes, 7-0 in the favor of Killer Ace. Zorak's now got his blockers cutting through the middle of the map, and his SCV with the ball about 5 yards north of it. His SCV now is trying to regroup, using his blockers as a force. Cuts through one path, cuts through two paths. But Zorak decides to cut back. He probably had a score there, but he decided to cut back. And Killer, on the aggressive play there, stole it back. And Killer is now regrouping his own forces back in his own end of the field. Zorak's got his units hot in pursuit, though. Can Killer get around that first edge there? It does not look like it. Zorak steals the ball back. Zorak almost had it, but Killer intercepted him. Had that one SCV gotten through, that would have been a 7-7 ball game, people. Killer Ace has got his forces regrouped kind of in a clump there, about halfway from the bottom there. His one SCV with the ball very delicately sneaks through there to the bottom. 14-0 in favor of the New Yorker. Zorak's now got his SCV with the ball cutting back the other way. Killer steals it momentarily, but Zorak takes it right back. Zorak's got a group of about 7 SCVs in towards the middle there. Zorak's 1 SCV with the ball, however, is trying to find a path to the top. Killer does a good job intercepting it. Killer's going to try to... No! Zorak can't quite do it. Killer does another excellent job defensive there at the bend, at the goal line. And Killer's back on the counterattack here. Zorak's forces are massively outnumbered here. Killer's going to score easy. 21-0 Killer Ace over Zorak at this point. Zorak's chances don't look very good at this point. However, we can see if Zorak can make the score respectable here. Zorak's got his forces on a counterattack here. About the middle of the map. Well, his one SCV with the ball is in hot pursuit by one of Killer's own. Thankfully for Zorak, though, he had a group of six defenders there, which destroyed that blocker without much problem. And his SCV with the ball is now cutting back along the top of the map the other way. He's going to try to sneak through. Can he sneak past the last two? You better believe it. 21-7. Killa's going to try to finish this off right now, cutting about the top third of the map here. His SCV with the ball cuts through one path, cuts through two paths, and is going to score untouched to finish this ball game off, 28-7. Boy, that was a flurry of interesting games, I have to admit. Alright, your next game here is between Marine in the yellow and Ramvid in the blue. Ramvid gets an opportunity to finally play. Yay! Marine will be going from left to right across your computer monitor. Ramvid from right to left. Marine gets to the ball first in the center. And now here comes Ramvid, a little bit delayed. Marine's got his forces regrouping about the top third of the map there. His forces are doing a little bit of a dance right now. Ramvids are kind of following in pursuit there, sort of. The two massive conglomerations are trying to avoid each other. Marine's trying to find a way to sneak through his opponent's conglomeration. And they exchange one SCV each. The two conglomerations are still conglomerations, and Marine and Ramvid are still dancing and dancing and dancing. Ramvid's now dancing up. In parallel form, Ramvid. Marine's trying to find a way to sneak around. Marine does. After the battle of the two conglomerations, Marine scores 7-0 in his favor. Ramvid now comes back the other way. His own forces here. His one SCV with the ball nearly got picked off by the one lone scavenger SCV from Marine. Ramvid's got his one SCV sitting about the top third of the map in Marine's end. He's trying to out-deke the one SCV that Marine's using in defense. They're both dancing and dancing again. It's a battle of the two dancers here. Dancing in the stars, like they say. And Ramvid will score 7-0. Marine looks disappointed in himself, as he should be. And now Marine challenges Ramvid to a one-on-one showdown between these two SCVs. And guess what? We've got it here. How the heck am I going to describe this? Marine's got his one little SCV basically dancing around in circles. Ramvid's is doing the same exact thing. Not quite as beautifully, I must add. Marine now attacks. It cuts back. Trying to out-deke. This is just very interesting. Marine's trying to get around the one SCV, but Ramvid does a pretty good job with his own SCV in stopping him. However, Marine does eventually sneak through to score 14-7. Ramvid has now got his one SCV cutting back the other way. But again, I think this game has turned into a battle of one-on-one. Literally, one SCV versus one SCV, and a lot of random micromanagement going back and forth. Excuse me while I take a nap. Marine nearly stole it, though, from Ramvid's 1 SCV, but Ramvid's 1 SCV is now ahead of Marine's. And Ramvid's going to score 14-14 in this one-on-one SCV battle that, in this single double elimination tournament, just kind of appeared. Marines 1 SCV with the ball. Sneaks past Ramvids. 21-14. And Ramvids got his one. Let's see. We're just waiting for someone to either win the game or for a turnover to happen. But literally, all I can say to describe this is they're both just dancing around here in the middle, trying to wait for the one opponent to over-pursue with their one SCV. And a sneak by. Ramvids got his guy at about Marine's 15-yard line. They're both kind of in parallel form there. Ramvids sneaks by. 21-21. So this is the final and deciding battle between these two one-man SCV players. Who is going to win? Marine sneaks by the one SCV of Ramvid, but Ramvid decides to use his defensive force. To no avail, I might add. To make the score 28-21 in the favor of Marine in this one-on-one showdown, I suppose. And lucky enough for us, they are doing it again. One SCV from Marine cuts towards the middle. And here the scrum up between the one SCVs. And Marine's got his SCV just doing a little dance again. How else do you want me to describe this? Going up and down, left and right, up and down, left and right, up and down, left and right. Sneaks through about the bottom third of the map. 7-0 in the favor of Marine. I don't know what they really want me to do in commentary. I find this extremely baffling, but it does not surprise you between either one of these two players, as they are two New Yorkers who just love to drive me nuts. So we're just again waiting to see if a turnover is going to happen or not. Ramvid's got his guy dancing around midfield there. He's trying to cut back diagonally, but he cuts back his own way. Marine's got his force about 15 yards back of Ramvid's. Ramvid's trying to find a way to sneak around the one SCV of Marine that he's using. He nearly got stopped right there, though, but his one SCV does sneak through. And he's going to score 7-7. That was actually almost an interception there. Marine's got his SCV now easily sneaking by Ramvid's one SCV, but Ramvid decides to use a second SCV. Again, futile. 14-7 in the favor of Marine, which puts a chagrin and a laugh on everyone in the crowd. And now Marine decides to up the ante, make it two SCVs per person. Wow, what excitement. Ramvid, however, with his one SCV, sneaks past both of Marine's defenses, and that SCV wants to go home, and with that, 7 points for Ramvid to make it 14-14. Now, and just to be fair, Ramvid's now got two SCVs cutting it back against Marine's one. Marine's one just goes right through the middle of both of Ramvid's there. But Marine, for some reason, cuts it back. And he scores 21-14. Ramvid's trying to score just kind of along the bottom of the map. He decides, however, better of that. Now cuts back towards the top of the map. His one SCV could have got by there, but he decides to cut it back again. To try to guarantee himself a point. Now he's cutting all the way back towards the bottom of the map. Basically completely duking out Marine. Marine stop, accidentally as it looked. 21-21 in this second exciting installment of one-on-one football. And Marine and Ramvid are now dancing in Ramvid's own side of the field. We probably better hope Marine wins, or else we'll be dealing with a third game. And thankfully for us, Ramvid decides to use his entire force to try to defend it. But this time it's not futile. What do you know? Marine's got his one SCV now trying to sneak through to finish this game off. But Ramvid steals at his own 10-yard line. And Marine sends all of his own forces cutting back the other way except for one. Marine decides better of that. and he basically lets Ramvid win the game 28-21. Now we've got ourselves a unique battle of sorts between Ramvid and Killa Ace. Ramvid will be coming from left to right, Killa from right to left. Killa jumps right off on that scrum and takes the ball, cuts up, cuts around, and you can put it on the board. Yes, 7-0 in favor of Killa Ace. Don't ask me why I'm doing the Chicago White Sox announcers home run chant. It's just something that got stuck in my head, I guess. Ramvid's now cutting back along the other way here. A little bit of lag, you must admit, but that's not too bad. Ramvid's got his four SCVs up at the top of the map there, trying to sneak around here. Trying to cut back all the way towards the bottom. Had a path, didn't use it though. Had a second path, use that one. Sneaks through everybody. Daylight come, and the SCV went home, 7-7. Killa Ace now cutting back the other way. Counterattack along the top of the map. Ramvid just got his forces just sitting there towards the bottom. The one SCV is going to sneak right along the top. Untouched, 14-7. Ramvid's now waiting to regroup his forces at that exact location at the top of his score line. And now they're diagonally cutting back across. But his SCV with the ball ran right into the first of Killa's aggressive force. Killa's got the ball at Ramvid's own 10-yard line, trying to find a way to round. Ramvid steals the ball back. However, Ramvid's SCV with the ball runs into Killa's force to put the score at 21-7 in the favor of Killa Ace. Ramvid's, however, has his entire SCV force regrouped, cutting back along the top third of the map here, straight across. His SCV with the ball now is cutting down towards the bottom corner of the map, trying to sneak through a couple of paths from Killa Ace. He cuts back, he regroups, but Killa surrounds the SCV with the ball, has his SCVs cutting diagonally along the bottom of the map here. They all stop. Ramvid, Killa's waiting for Ramvid to over-pursue, but Killa now decides to push the initiative, sends his blockers up. And Killa just sneaks delicately through the pathing to end the tournament in his favor with a 28-7 victory. I hope everyone enjoyed tonight's broadcast of SCV Football. My voice is just about completely shot. This is Space Dominator, signing out.